Thank you. So we want to go to the study of the scripture, and I just want to put my watch, so because I have only 2 hours, not more. Yesterday was fun experience. I had my voice, something happened with my voice. So I came here and I told to everyone, today is the Friday, probably you are tired, it's too late. And if I will speak too, you know, quiet, you're welcome to get sleep, please. But not snoring, not snoring. I want to speak about from the today's Torah portion, Parsha Bemidbar, in the desert, Numbers 1 to 4, chapter 4, verse 20. And especially, I want to speak from this Torah portion about the one of the ideas of this Torah portion, and it touched my heart when I read it. It's very powerful for me. Also, we are entering the time of Shavuot, the giving of the Torah and the giving of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So Wednesday is the very special service, very special time. And I want to build all my message on this Torah, on this verse from the scriptures, from the Acts chapter 5, Brit HaDasha portion. And I want to read with you, can we open the 5, verse 32? It's about the receiving of the Holy Spirit. And let's read together with you. Like, pay attention for it. And we are witnesses of these events, as is the Ruach HaKodesh, whom God has given to those who obey Him. So, one more time. The Ruach HaKodesh, whom God has given to those who obey Him. So, I have a question for you. It's a very, very complicated question. It's a multi-leveled question. So, please think about it. Who received the Holy Spirit according to this place of Scripture? Those who obey Him. Let's say together, those who obey Him. Promises of the Holy Spirit for everyone. Everyone can have it, and I know that people are learning how to pursue in faith, how to breakthrough, how to, take heaven and bring it to the earth. And it's wonderful teaching, it's wonderful, everything is wonderful, important. But I want to point this small place of Scripture. The Lord has gave the Holy Spirit to those who obeyed Him. Wonderful doors to the blessings in the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful blessings and gifts from the Holy Spirit behind this door. And only one key from this door. Only one key. Obedience to the Lord. Let's say obedience. No other way. No way around. Huge fence around. You can't go through. You can't go up. Only one way, through obedience to the Lord. And if you will forget everything from today's message, but remember this, my job is done. Remember it. The Holy Spirit has been given to those who obeyed Him. And He does not change His mind. The same is today. If you want to have the Holy Spirit, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, only one way is obedience to the Lord. Obedience to the Lord. And I have a second question for you. Multi-leveled question. Also, multi-leveled question. Who wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Ooh, I see a few arms there and there. I agree with you. After first question, second is more difficult. Because if I want to be filled with the Spirit in my life, I have only one choice, to obey the Lord. And this is why sometimes people are don't fast to raise their hands, because it means my obedience to the Lord. So let's talk about our obedience to the Lord. I want to speak about obedience to the Lord. And I want to read a few places from Torah portion, and I'm just I want to skip most of the verses, but all the Torah portion is powerful. Please read it home. If you don't read it yet, read it home. It's powerful. So Numbers 2, chapter 2, verse 2. The people of Israel are not to set up camps, are to set up camps by clans. Each man with his own banner and under his clan's symbol. They are to camp around the tent of meeting, but at a distance. So, every clan, every tribe has their own place in Israel. All the 12 tribes has own place. How to stay and how to walk. Verse 17, chapter 2, Numbers. Then the tent of meeting with the camp of the Leviim will set out with all other camps in front and behind. They will go in the same order as their camps are set up. Each man will go forward in his position under his banner. Do you see the order here? Every tribe should go together under his banner and in the same direction with all the camp of Israel. So let's go to the number 4, verse 4. I just want to read here very important things. It's about tribe of Levi, Levites, people who are ministered, who were appointed to ministry in the Mishkana, in the tabernacle of Moses. Here is how the descendants of Kohath, it's one of the family of Levites, are to serve in the tent of meeting and deal with the especially holy things. And also verse 24, the Gershon, this is other family. The Gershon families are to be responsible for serving and for transporting loads. Let's say together, transporting loads. And 25 and 8 later, it's explained what loads, what to transport, what to take, when and how. You can read it very carefully, everything here. But what it was my main point here? I want to say that our Lord is the God of order. Everything in the order. Every Levite knows what to do. I don't see here. There was no place for cows. Can you imagine, like 2 million people together, and they should wander through the wilderness in same direction. And please be careful. This is not army. This is not officers, not soldiers who knows where to go and how. Left, right, left, right. No. These former slaves who don't know all this stuff about army, about order, about it. So the Lord bring them together to teach them something, to tell them something. There were no place for house, for independence. It was no place for anarchy. And I want to apologize for democracy. I don't see democracy in the scriptures. I don't speak about America. Please understand me. I speak about kingdom of God. I speak about the time in Israel, in wilderness. Everything up to the smallest details is in the clear order. Everything. The Lord knows everything. And they should obey the commandments of the Lord. It's so important, critically important. So every tribe has their own place, where to stand, where to move, how to move. Every family knows what to wear, where to go, how to serve the Lord. And what about our life and our ministry? Also, it's my observation from my time in the service. Often, as a people, we have our own understandings and we like to judge by our own ways about what is right and what is wrong. And sometimes we know everything more than Lord knows. We know how should it be. We know how to do this, how this man should do that work, how this Leviim should do that work. He is not caring this thing properly. He need to care this stuff. But I want to read from Isaiah 55, verse 6 and 9. Seek Adonai while he is available. Call on him while he is still nearby. Verse 7. Let the wicked person abandon his way and the evil person his thoughts. Let him return to Adonai and he will have mercy on him. Let him return to our God and he will freely forgive. Powerful place of scripture. So, turn from your own ways. Turn from your own thoughts. And verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, says Adonai. As high as the sky is above the earth, are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Do you see the picture here? The people can see something, and they sure that they see right. Sometimes we are going to some direction with 100% sureness that we are doing something right. But the Lord told us, seek the Lord while he is near. Because his thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. And when I read this place of scripture, it's so powerful for me, because so interesting for me, because the people in the order from the Lord. The Lord calls us to seek him, his ways and his thoughts. We will never be able to fulfill his will by our strength and our understandings. Never. It's impossible. He is most high God. Only his wisdom can empower us to go forward. Often, what is great in the eyes of people is neglectable in the eyes of the Lord. Many things. So important for the people, sometimes it's nothing in the eyes of the Lord. And sometimes what neglectable in the eyes of, in our eyes, it's very important for the Lord. And I just want to stop here. Do you remember the times when they were having some discussion between each other, who is first among them? Do you remember these times? Do you remember? They fighting. Who is first? Who is most important? Can you imagine? And Yeshua told them, guys, you don't understand something. Very important principle. If you want to be higher in my kingdom, be the lower one. If you want to have responsibility and be over something, what to do? Serve others. This is only way in the kingdom of the Lord. And can you imagine? I want to paint some pictures about it. Somebody from the Gershon family, from the tribe of Levi, who had the calling to serving and to transporting the loads. What do you think? How glorious was this ministry to transporting the loads? Can you imagine? Somebody is worshiping the Lord in the tents of meeting. Somebody is doing the sacrifice, and one poor guy in this tribe has great calling on him to take pillars and to bring it from point A to point B. And this was his calling upon his life. And can you imagine somebody sits there in the tent of the camps and he said, who wants to carry the vessels of the tabernacle and the pillars and all this thing in all his life? I'm miserable. I don't like this calling. Maybe the Lord made mistakes about me. I always dreamed that the Lord created me for the great ministry, to be like a Moses, in front of the people and face to face with the Lord. If Moses can do these things, I can do too. And if his face shines, mine will shine even brighter, even more. Who thinks about himself that he is the humblest man in the world? I'm much humbler than he is. I can prove it to anyone. Can you imagine this picture? And it's possible when you read the place of scriptures, you can find about Korach. He was the same guy. He wanted to be the leader of Israel. But I want to say something very important. I would like to say Moses had to pay the great price in his life. He went through the fire of humiliation. He survived betrayal from the closest friends in his lives. He went through long school from the Lord before he became a great minister. It was the price of his life. If you read the carefully life of Moses, from his birth, he was dedicated to the Lord. It was not his decision. It was the decision from the Lord. And it's so important. And I believe when he served the Lord, it was not time of pride for him. He was not proud about it. Nothing to be proud about. Because he was very humble with the Lord. He served the Lord with fear and trembleness. He would tremble before the Lord. You know, I found something. Many people wandering around who are angry on the Lord, on the congregations, on the pastors, on the parents, on the wives, on boss, on everything. Because of pride, because of envy, because of the lack of understanding the ways of the Lord in their lives, and because of the lack of humility. Humility. We need to be who we are in the eyes of the Lord. Let's say to one another, you're precious. You're special. You're special. Romans chapter 12. For though through the grace given me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of yourselves than you ought to think, but to use sound judgment as God has assigned to each person a measure of faith. Verse 4. For just as we have many parts in the body, and all the parts do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Messiah, and everyone parts of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace that was given to us. Amen. And verse 16. Be sensitive to each other's needs. Don't think yourselves better than others. But, and I like this place, make humble people your friends. Don't be conceited. We need to transform our thinking according to the scriptures. We need to understand the Lord has plans upon our lives. And we are precious in His eyes, precious, so precious, every one of us. You don't have small ministry in your life. You have this. If you minister to the Lord, you're precious in His eyes. It's very important to understand. And please think about it. Without Levites who carried the vessels, there would not be tabernacle. Somebody should bring the tabernacle to other place. What do you think or not? If no tabernacle, no high priest. If no high priest, is no Israel. Everyone is so important in the eyes of the Lord. And even smallest ministry in the body is extremely important to the Lord. Smallest. I remember one conference I went to in Ukraine. It was a prophetic conference, and the guy who led this conference, very interesting person, very humble. It's very unusual for prophets to be humble. He came out and he speaks few words to us, and I was in many, many places and I heard many teachings, but that moment touched my heart so powerful. He asked, who is in the Shabbat school today? Who is here in the conference? And few people just raised their hands, and he told them, you need to know, you're more important than I. Everybody was amazed. What do you think about? What do you speak about? You're a prophet. He says, without children's school ministers, would be no role of prophet in the body of Messiah. To whom to prophesy? If we would not raise children, who can accept? Without sound team, we will not have worship today. Every part of the ministry of the body is very important for Him. And also, the Lord measures our successes and our failures by different measures. differently. I have a question for you. What do you think, how successful was Yeshua in the eyes of the people who lived 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem? So he died, and what's happened with his team after he died? Do you remember? Can you help me to remember? I forget completely. So they just scurried around. One of his Talmidim, Judah, you remember his, what he did? He betrayed him. Other one who was close to Yeshua, he flew away from the naked. Powerful place of scripture. Peter, or his Talmidim, he denied Yeshua a few times. And for in the people's eyes, he was a failure. But in the eyes of the Lord, he did the great job. He was successful. And success came after his resurrection, his death and resurrection. Everything that looks like defeat, if it's by the will of the Lord, is much more useful and important than the visible human success according to the flesh. I want to tell you one interesting thing. Sometimes we are going through the mountains, sometimes through the valleys. Who ever gone on mountain of the Lord? In the success, in the blessings, everything fine, everything joyful, no problems, no clouds, rain when I want, like in the morning, in the evening, during the day. So who went through the valleys of death in their lives, in the difficult situation? And I know, I want to tell you the truth. In the mountain, the Lord is with you. And in the valleys, the Lord is with you. When you feel the success, the Lord is with you. And when you don't feel anything, the Lord is with you. Because He is guiding you. He's trying to teach you. He's trying to teach as a father teaches his sons. This is very important to understand. During the Shavuot time, and I have 2 minutes for 5 pages. During the Shavuot times, the Lord tried to speak something to the people of Israel. When he goes, people of Israel goes with him. When he stands, people of Israel should stand with him. Sometimes it's time to go somewhere. Sometimes it's time to stay somewhere. And the Lord tried to teach them how to be in the peace, in the presence of the Lord, during the move and during the stay. We live in a very interesting time. Jacksonville, you know, I found something. 65 miles per hour is not working here. You're like a danger driver on the road. Everybody just, choo-choo-choo-choo, what are you doing? At least 80, even more sometimes. It's especially in Jacksonville, yes, I found it. In Ukraine, different problems, but in here, it's this problem. But I want to tell you something very important. The Lord wants to show us how to go with Him and how to stand with Him. How to move fast, but when it's important to stay in the place. And be in the presence of the Lord, always, while you're moving and while you're standing. And this is very important to us. So I want to, I don't have really time, I want to give you a few practical steps when you're going through the difficult times in your life, when you're going to the times of changing in your lives, how to be in obedience with the Lord, how to find the values in everything you're doing to the Lord, how to be in peace with the Lord while you're up on the mountain or you are in the shadows. So a few steps for you. And I want to just read it. And please, if you can have a notes, do it with me together. First, stay in the scriptures. Let's say together, stay in the scriptures. I don't want to say to you about the importance to read the scriptures. What do you think? It's important or no? It's easy to go into internet. It's easy to, I don't know, to do anything else. But it's so important to be in the scriptures, to discover the will of God into your life, to read the scriptures, to be in the scriptures. Second, very important place, and I believe it's an important step, develop the prayer life. Let's say together, develop the prayer life. We can avoid many problems if we have habit in our life to stop before any decision and ask, Lord, what do you want from me? What do you think about my situation? How should I do? Where should I go? And it's very hard. Usually when I try to pray, I need to turn off this thing. Who has the same experiences? It's like supernatural, you know. I'm coming to the hospital to pray for somebody, and somebody should call me in this moment, you know. Not later, not before, but in this moment. Third, if you have difficulties and if you have times of troubles, remember the miracle from the Lord in your lives and thanks Him for it. If you don't see anything, if you are in the time of troubles, remember the miracles from the past and say about it, speak about it. You will find the faith in you. It will come again for you. Fourth, very important, very difficult but important thing. Try to not judge. Special speaks here. Try to not judge. Please postpone your opinions after. When you will get out from this shadow of death on the mountain, you will see differently. Do not judge others. Fifth step, communicate with the spiritual people and ask for prayer. Always. I have people in my life whom I call and ask for prayers. Please pray for me. And if I'm going wrong, they will tell me, you're doing something wrong, stop. Don't speak about it. We'll pray for you. Sixth step, serve other people around you. I found also very interesting something in this. When you have difficulties and you don't understand where to go, sometimes when you begin to serve others, you will find your way. You will find where to go. You will find the needs of the people around you. And I believe when you feel these needs, the Lord will give His wind again, will help you to go. So I would like to stop with the one place of Scripture and we'll be praying for later. I want to read from Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 37. For yet in a very little while he coming, one will come, and he will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by emunah, by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul takes no pleasure in him. But we are not among the timid ones who the path to destruction, but among the faithful ones on the path of the preservation of the soul. Amen. Amen. So let's pray together. Let's stop with it. And I want to say to you, if you are having the problems in your life, if you having the difficulties to know where to go in the time of where to direction, just looking for the Lord. Stop doing something just to do something. Stop and wait for Him, and He will bless you. Lord, thank you for wonderful opportunity to be together, Lord. And I ask for people who needs blessing from you, Lord, who needs direction from you, Lord, who needs to stay in obedience, Lord. Please bless us with the feeling of your direction, Lord. Fill us with your wind, Lord. Fill us with your water, Lord. Help us to see our directions, to see our next steps in our life. Thank you for everything. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand up, let's pray, and close our service with the Aaronic benediction. Please find somebody and don't be alone. Don't be alone.
Yep, pretend you're friends. There we go.
So let's pray. Yeverchech Adonai ve'ishmerecha Яхер Адонай панавелеха, вихунеха. Иса Адонай панавелеха, ваясем леха шалом.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on every single one of you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom. And parents, please speak up, take your children.